is on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, back here on the Burns and Gambo show on this Wednesday afternoon, the day of the NHL draft from Nashville. The draft begins in about a half hour from right now. The Arizona Coyotes scheduled to pick with the 6th pick and the 12th pick in today's first round. But joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, as he just had a media availability in Nashville a few minutes ago, he's a friend of the show. It comes on a lot during the season. Javier Gutierrez, the president and CEO of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show with Kevin Ray in for Gambo today. Javier, how you doing? Say hi to Kay Ray. He's filling in for Gambo today.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Kevin, good to talk to you, and thanks for having me. I just walked out of the draft floor here and excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Javier, first off, a big fan of you and everything that you guys have done for the organization, so I was happy to be able to fill in. Though, Burnsy and I caught a glimpse of the outfits you guys are wearing. So, Burnsy and I, sadly, are not wearing coordinating outfits today.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are going to have to step up your game. Come on, guys. You know, it's NHL draft day. It's a big day. You got to get it together.
You're looking good, though. Looking good.
The maroon suits are a nice look. I like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not only that, they actually also got us Coyote belt buckles because we're in Nashville. So they've been a big hit so far.
That's outstanding. I can't wait to see Bill and everybody up there on the stage. All right, so let's cut right to the chase. We're here to talk about the arena. I know it's a big day for the organization with the draft, having the number 6 pick, the number 12 pick, but I think everybody is looking for an update on the arena situation after the very unfortunate day in Tempe several weeks ago with the loss and the public vote against it. A general update us now on where everything stands with your search for a new arena in the Valley, Javier.
No, I appreciate it. And obviously it was disappointing, but we quickly turned the page, as we said. You know, we re-engaged with a lot of the conversations that we had had before we had settled in on the Tempe site as the one that we wanted to pursue. And, you know, what we have right now is about a dozen or so sites and folks that we're talking to. I would say half a dozen of them are probably the ones that are leading the chase. And we're taking a different approach this time and not really focusing on one, but having multiple options. And what I try to tell folks is that, you know, we had a year of remediation that we had to adjust for in the Tempe proposal. And so we're still very much focused on a privately funded sports and entertainment district. We're still committed to finding a location in the Valley and specifically in the East Valley. And we're still focused on it being privately funded. You know, Alex Morello is very committed to putting his money into building a state-of-the-art arena and sports and entertainment district. And so we believe that we're going to put multiple sites into play, and shortly after the first of the year, I would say in the early part of first quarter, we think that we'll have more to say publicly about what the plan looks like and what the locations look like. But they're going to be in the East Valley, and it's going to be privately funded, and we're committed to finding a solution that works. And again, we see the commitment from the NHL, from Commissioner Bettman. You've heard it. We clearly are very committed to it. And I also want to share that our fans are very committed. We have renewal rates for next season that are the highest we've ever seen. We have our corporate partners, and in fact, in a couple of weeks, we'll announce something in the medical space of an actual expansion of one of our corporate partnerships. So the commitment is there from the league, from our fans, from our partners, and clearly we're focused on getting something done shortly after the first of the year.
How important is it going to be this time around, Javier, to avoid the public vote element of this conversation, to not leave your fate in the hands of I don't want to say politicians necessarily, but a vote where things can get skewed and things can get spun and things like that? Are you going to be able to avoid that this time around?
Yeah, you know, everything that we're looking at is to avoid a public vote. Obviously, we were very disappointed in the result. We thought we had an amazing opportunity and proposal that would have been really transformative for Tempe and for the Valley. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. And so, yeah, we've changed tactics, and we're looking at sites that would all, you know, be really in a situation not to be subject to a public vote. you've seen it. You know, the Islanders lost the referendum and then were able to find an opportunity for a solution. The Columbus Blue Jackets also had lost the referendum and then eventually solved the arena. And so we feel confident that we'll be able to do the same thing. And that's what we're pursuing opportunities for us to buy. To be ready, to be shovel ready in that same timeline as we have with our Tempe project.
Yeah, and you touched on this just a moment ago too, but you know, just being able to continue to have the vocal and very public support from the commissioner, from the league, and how important that has been for you moving forward, because it does feel like you guys for the last, you know, year, 2 years have been constantly fighting this dialogue of, well, you know, there's no support out there. You're going to be moving on. You've got great fan support here today at Wasted Grain. I mean, they have shown up. They're continuing to roll in here. So great fan support here. But how much did you learn from the whole public vote? And how has that maybe armed and prepared you, even though you may stay away from that, how has that maybe helped prepare you and set yourself up for success moving forward?
Well, you know, it just emphasized that Arizona is a hockey town. It really is, and we've always known it. You know, a couple of facts. Obviously, we had mullet magic. We really did. We had the ninth best home record on the ice, and then off the ice, you know, we increased our ticket revenue by 10% despite, you know, a reduction of 75% in capacity. We had the highest premium, you know, revenue we've ever had, the highest food and beverage, and it was just an incredible experience, and we had one of the best net promoter scores, which really talks about fan engagement and experience that we've ever had as an organization. We know that Arizona, we know that the Valley loves the Coyotes, loves hockey, and it really reinforced that during that entire public process. And as you mentioned, there's a reason why the commissioner, the NHL, and why we're so committed. That is an incredible place to call home, and all we need is really to resolve the facility issue and the district issue. Listen, a side note, during the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Arizona media market was the 15th highest rated media market for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we obviously weren't in the playoffs. So it really shows you the passion, the commitment, the fan base. And as we've talked about, not just fans, but the fans in waiting and all the efforts that we're doing to really expand and reach out and welcome all new parts of the Valley to be a part of everything that we're doing at the Coyotes.
Javier Gutierrez, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Given that Mullet Arena was always supposed to be a temporary solution and that nobody wants to see you guys in there longer than you need to be until your new building is built, are you working under any kind of a deadline to have a shovel in the ground from the league so as not to extend your stay at Mullet Arena? Because I suspect that's where things might get a little dicey when it comes to the league.
So that's a good question, and the short answer is we do not have a deadline. We do not have a date saying you have to tell us by this date or else we're going to have to look at other options. Absolutely not. But, you know, we have been very, very side-by-side and aligned with the commissioner and the league office about all of our plans. And no one wants to resolve this more than Alex Morello and us. We want this to finally be put to bed and for there to finally be a permanent solution, something that quite frankly has been an issue since the organization moved here in 1996. And so we are very focused on it. And we've told people Mullet is a temporary solution. We have invested in it well over $30 million to make it a temporary solution. But it is that. We are making it the best experience possible for our fans. But we have our eyes on a bigger prize constantly. And, you know, we have sat down with the league office on multiple occasions since the vote results, walk them through our options, and they feel very confident, as we do, that, you know, we're committed to finding a solution and that there are compelling opportunities for us to do so.
Javier, I know you're super busy. I want to sneak in one more if I could, and that is in terms of exactly where this could go. I don't know how specific you want to get. There's been some speculation in Mesa off of the Red Mountain 202 around Alma School. There's been some speculation along the 101 corridor, maybe on the west side of the 101, somewhere around Indian Bend. Can you confirm any of those? Are there any others that you can add in terms of where this might go?
Sure. So nothing specific, but I can tell you everything we're looking at is all in the East Valley. So the Scottsdale, the Phoenix, down to the Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler areas, and obviously some of the tribal land that's there. Like I said, we're looking at about a dozen or so sites. We have half a dozen of them that we think are really in that next phase of really pursuing them actively. We've made it very clear to everyone we're talking to that we're going to look at multiple sites. We're not just going to hone in on one, but it's in the East Valley. We know that that's, given our experience with mullets and being on the campus at ASU, that's really where we need to be. That's where you see the corporate growth, the population growth, where the heat maps for our fans and where our fan growth can come from. And, you know, we're not the Coyotes of the East Valley, but that certainly is the location where we think a sports and entertainment district and certainly the permanent home of the Coyotes really needs to be.
All right. Javier, we appreciate the time. Enjoy your stay in Nashville. If there's any extra belt buckles lying around, you just send them on over to K-Ray and I will rock them. All right? You don't have to worry about that.
Absolutely. Guys, always appreciate your support, and go Yotes.
All right, thanks. Javier Gutierrez joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show live from Nashville with an update on the arena.